From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Heavy snow continues today, and in the forecast for the Ogden Valley, under a winter storm warning until tomorrow afternoon, up to 10 inches could fall. Twice that in the Wasatch Mountains, western Uintas, the Wasatch Plateau, and the Booklifts, with winds gusting to 55 miles an hour and low visibility. The National Weather Service warning also applies to Cache, Salt Lake, and Tooele Valleys, with up to a half a foot on the benches. The Great Salt Lake Desert and Mountains and southwest Wyoming also will be impacted. Snow will change to rain first in the valleys by early afternoon today, or it could. Areas farther north or higher in elevation may shift from snow to rain or remain snowy into tomorrow. Classes were canceled this morning at Capitol Hill Academy in Salt Lake, and the snow affected public transit. The Front Runner was running off the back with speed restrictions in place between Murray and South Jordan. Delays for both south and northbound trains were up to 60 minutes long. The track's red line also was running late, up to about 25 minutes late between the termination station at the medical center and daybreak. An amendment to Utah's newborn safe haven law would allow someone to drop off an unwanted newborn baby at a hospital for up to 30 days after its birth without question. The proposal passed unanimously out of committee yesterday. Democratic Representative Patrice Aaron introduced the amendment and sponsored the original bill in 2001. She says it gives women with unplanned pregnancies more options. The law currently offers women a three-day window.
We know that some women need more time. Some aren't even home from the hospital in 72 hours.
The Division of Child and Family Services estimates four additional children will be brought to hospitals per year under the bill. The Trump administration may remove environmental review requirements from public land use plans. Cooper McKim reports.
The possible changes by the Bureau of Land Management was one of several suggestions in a document obtained by Bloomberg News. Environmental reviews have long been part of land use planning as the BLM balances energy production and conservation. Last month, the Trump administration's Council for Environmental Quality, the CEQ, took steps to overhaul the review process. But University of Wyoming law professor Sam Kalin says this latest proposal would be a broad-scale attack on the National Environmental Policy Act.
At least the overhaul that CEQ was proposing was done under the rubric of ostensibly complying with the act.
The BLM responded there is not yet a timeline to start the rulemaking process, but that if the proposal moves forward, the agency will notify the public. A state director for the agency wrote in a letter last month the changes would result in less money and time spent on planning efforts. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Cooper McKim.
And I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.